Matt Greenwood on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, speaking to Chris Johnson, head coach of the DeSoto Dragons. Multiple congratulations for Coach Johnson as the Dragons pull out their first win of the season, 29-20 over the Windsor Owls. Coach, I think the debate right now is who's more horse, you or me. I'm going to guess it's probably you. But hey, what a fantastic victory for you guys and a very tough opponent in the Windsor Owls that tried to ruin your night here in the second half.
No, it was. I was proud of the effort. There was definitely a lot of ebb and flow to the game. And for a lot of these guys, you know, this is their first Friday night varsity victory. So just getting over the hump of getting to experience what that victory feels like. You know, I've got four or five guys that have been through the ringer before, but I've got, you know, 25 at least guys that are doing this for the first time. So for them to get to experience a good Friday night victory and get to enjoy it a little bit, I'm just super proud of these guys.
It looked maybe a little bit easy in the first half. Derek Williams gets knocked out of the game. You guys are able to extend your lead to 19-0 at the break. Questions, obviously, would Derek be able to come back or not? He comes back, and that's why the Windsor Owls made it a game here in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, whenever he was out, it did help on the offensive side. They still move the ball a little bit more than I would like, even when he wasn't in there. So we definitely have some things to clean up. But, you know, the biggest thing for us that I think the takeaway was we were really putting it in good spots and we were moving the ball up and down the field in the first half. I felt like offensively the second half we got a little stagnant and we were struggling to find some windows. We were struggling to complete some passes. So I know on the other side, the fact that he was in there and was able to put some more points up definitely made it closer than it was. But on my side of it, being the guy that's kind of calling the plays, I was more frustrated because I felt like the second half there were a lot of opportunities there for us to have done some things, to have extended the lead that we kind of missed out on. And then because of that, we then had to keep giving the ball back to them and then allow Derek to come back in the game and do what he does, which is kind of be a game changer as far as with his legs and his arms. But I was a little bit more disappointed in what we did offensively in the second half to really not have extended the lead better than what I was kind of hoping we would.
It was kind of fun towards the end of the first half. Two consecutive passes, two balls rolling off shoulder pads and into the arms of receivers to set up that one-yard touchdown run by our player of the game, Briar Fisher. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
No, that was definitely interesting because, you know, we do different type of tip drills and we do like some end of half, end of game scenarios where we're working on tipping it and if the ball gets deflected certain ways that, you know, a guy's ready to catch and whatnot. And honestly, whether he was lying or not, I don't know. But Ethan said when the ball was in the air, it looked like it was underthrown. So he said, as I was getting closer to it, I was wondering if it was going to get hit off somebody's helmet or exactly what. So I don't know if he actually noticed it was underthrown, but when the ball came down, he definitely was in the right place at the right time. And again, those are the kind of things that he's never done that before. So for him to have been heady enough, to have been in the right spot and realize that the ball might not get to the receiver and then be able to make a play on it, those are the things that I've got to have these guys that have not done it before. They have to just see what it feels like and be able to make those plays over and over again. So I was super proud of not just him, but the other one was a tip pass he did a good job on too. So.
Pressure situation for Bradley Hunt, 18-yard try to make it a two-possession score at the very end of the game to give you that 29-20 lead that you wound up getting. But it may be an 18-yard field goal, but when a guy knows what's at stake, it can add a little pressure to him. But he handled it very well, didn't he?
He did. He's a two-year – he's only a sophomore, but he's been starting on varsity soccer. He's a soccer kid. Our soccer coach, Coach Reiser, sent him to me last year as a freshman. In the last couple games, he ended up being our starting kicker as a freshman. So – coming into the year, we knew if we could get, you know, basically it was inside the 20, he's got enough leg to get it there. It's just giving him those opportunities. And in that situation, you know, you're up by six. We're close enough that we might have gone for it and tried to just go ahead and put it away. But if you get the field goal, you're up by nine. And so now you've got basically a two-possession lead. And so for me, it was a no-brainer to put him in that situation. And it comes down to the same thing I've been talking about all year with these guys. You have to put them in these situations. They've not been in them before. So until you put them in those situations, they don't know what it feels like and they don't know exactly how to handle those nerves. And for that kid, thankfully, walked out there. He's kind of a cerebral kid. He doesn't say a whole lot. He just goes out there and does what he's supposed to do. And he put the sucker right through the uprights with pressure. I don't know if we blocked anybody. I felt like all 11 guys were standing back there. But he was able to get it up and get it through and extend that to a two-possession lead.
All right, Coach, a couple of interceptions for the defense there at the very end of the game, especially the clincher there by Rising to help you guys run out the clock. But moving on to North County next week, a game that we're going to have on our airwaves. Talk about that matchup real quick.
Well, I know that they've had a couple of rough ones to start, but I believe that their competition that they were playing has been really good caliber. They've been playing some good teams. So although they might have – I don't know exactly what their score is because I'm still standing out here on the football field, but I know that the first two games that they – loss were against good competition. And it's with North County, you're always going to get hard effort. You're going to get hard-nosed kids. You're going to get kids that play hard. We've got to clean up a lot of stuff. We've got to get our run game. We showed flashes of it, which I knew we were going to show at some point. But finding that consistency in the run game has got to be one of our main priorities, because we would show a flash and then we would come back with two or three carries in a row and just wouldn't get anything out of it. So we've got to try to find a little bit more consistency on the ground so we don't have to rely on Breyer and those receivers to make so many plays through the air. But they're going to be good. They always are. I'm glad we have them at home. I hate going to North County, so I'm glad we get to at least be home. But we're excited. We're glad we got this win tonight, and looking forward to hopefully making it two in a row.
29-20 victors over Windsor. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Appreciate you guys being here. Thanks for everything you guys do.
You're very welcome. Chris Johnson, head coach of the DeSoto Dragons, 29-20 victory for them over the Windsor Owls tonight.